soul in despair. I asked him what made him cry. This was the laddie's reply. I'm looking for a girl named Mary. Mary, that old girl of my heart. A little bit shy and a little bit slow, but the kind that your mother would want you to know. If you should ever see my Mary, tell her to come back to me. Since we drifted apart, it's just breaking my heart. I'm looking for a girl named Mary. I'm looking for a girl named Mary. Mary, that old girl of mine. A little bit shy and a little bit slow, but the kind that your mother would want you to know. If you should ever see my Mary, tell her to come back to me. Since we drifted apart, it's just breaking my heart. I'm looking for a girl named
another. There'll never be another. direct from the Victor 78, There Will Never Be Another Mary. 1929, Pedro Espino. The unmistakable sound of Pedro Espino with Ted Fiorito's orchestra. There Will Never Be Another Mary, written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager for the MGM picture. They learned about women. Before that, Nick Lucas recording for Brunswick in 1927, I'm Looking for a Girl Named Mary. We began with Bing Crosby with Paul Whiteman's orchestra in November of 27, Bix on cornet, Walter Donaldson's song, What Are You Waiting For? What Are You Waiting For, Mary? What are you thinking about? Who are you thinking about, Mary? The bees are buzzing, they're buzzing right in my ear. And they keep on asking, say, what's the big idea? This is the big broadcast. This is the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. If you would like to get in touch with the program, well, you can visit the WFUV website at www.wfuv.org, www.wfuv.org, or you may visit the Big Broadcast News Group, which could use your attention, at alt.fan.rich-conity, alt.fan.rich-conity. C-O-N-A-T-Y. That's how you spell it, alt.fan.rich-conity. Or if you want to contact me in a more conventional manner, 718-365-8050. 718-365-8050. Irving Mills' Hotsy Totsy Gang, recording under the pseudonym of Jack Wynn and his Dallas Dandies. June 1930, in the band Gene Krupa, Jack Teagarden, and Bix Beiderbecke. Here's Loved One. Thank you. Listening to the third hippest radio show in the 48 contiguous United States. I'm speaking of the big broadcast on 90.7 FM, WFUV. Do something. April 1929, McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Do something from the picture Syncopation, which starred Morton Downey, a very syncopated gentleman, along with Waring's Pennsylvanians. Before that, a big broadcast premiere. Cross Your Fingers, 1929, The Crooners, with Ben Selvin's orchestra. We began with a 1930 recording by Irving Mills' Hotsy Totsy Gang with Bix and Jack Teagarden, Loved One. That was also known as I Like That, when Bix recorded it with Frankie Trumbauer's band. Next Sunday night, 8 to 11, on the big broadcast, we salute Al Boley, Red Allen, and the Romeo of the radio, Russ Colombo, plus my very special guest helping me to celebrate 25 years of the big broadcast, the King of Nostalgia, Mr. Joe Franklin. 2 weeks from tonight, gentleman that knows more about jazz than anybody, Phil Schaap. Phil Schaap, 2 weeks from tonight, Joe Franklin next Sunday night on the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. We just heard McKinney's Cotton Pickers in April 1929. Here's another recording from April of 29. It comes from the picture Say It With Songs, written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson. The Rhythm Boys, probably plus one, with Paul Whiteman's band, Bix again. I'm in the Seventh Heaven.
Thank you. thought that she would leave me someday. But now there's nothing I can do or can say. I'm all alone, I might have known it. I thought she loved me like a sweet mama should. She got ambitious and she left me for good. I'm just as lost as any babes in the wood. Since my best gal turned me down.
The Girlfriend from The Girlfriend, 1926, George Olson and his music. Girlfriend Rogers and Hart opened on Broadway March 17th, 1926, starred Sam White and Ava Puck, and you had 301 chances to catch The Girlfriend. And the other song from that show was Blue Room, I think was from The Girlfriend. Before that, from 1928, Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down, Harry Goldfield, trumpet and vocal, with Jan Garber and his orchestra. Not long after that recording, Harry Goldfield moved over to the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. From 1929, we heard the Whiteman Band with the Rhythm Boys and Bix Beiderbecke from the Jolson Pictures' Say It With Songs, I'm in the Seventh Heaven. This is the big broadcast celebrating its 25th anniversary on WFUV in New York, public radio from Fordham University. Here's a recording that was made during the run of The Girlfriend. Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five with Johnny Dodds, Kid Ory, 1926. Lonesome Blues.
Thank you.
Love this gig. Believe me, I love this gig. The Big Broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. We began with Louis Armstrong, his Hot Five in 1926, Lonesome Blues. After that, Louis's Orchestra, 1929, When You're Smiling. And finally, Paul Whiteman's Orchestra, San, with Bix on cornet. That record made 70 years ago this month. 70 years ago, January 1928. That record of San was only 45 years old when the Big Broadcast began in January 1973. I was 18. No. What? Oh, excuse me. Someone needs to get in. That's never happened before. I was 18 years old, or 19, I guess, 1915. Anyhow, 19 years old in January 1973. So I've been doing the program as of tonight 25 years. 25 years is a very long time to do anything. So I have decided to set the date of my retirement. I'm going to retire on the 50th anniversary of the Big Broadcast, January 8th, 2023. I've done some ciphering, as Hoss Cartwright used to say. I've done some ciphering, and that would be Big Broadcast number 2538. Write that date down, January 8th, 2023. That's 8 o'clock. 9:30, of course, if there's basketball. Here's a record made 60 years ago this month. Al Boley, January 4th of 1938. Marie.
The dawn is breaking, Marie, you'll soon be waking to find your heart is aching and tears will fall as you recall the moon in all its splendor. The kiss so very tender, the words will you surrender to me, Marie? But you'll find romance is a game of chance. That is not all it seems to be. Marie, the dawn is breaking. Marie, you'll soon be waking to find your heart is aching and tears will fall as you recall the moon in all its splendor, the kiss so very tender, the words will you surrender to me, Marie? sweetheart. One more perfect day is through. Lights out, sweetheart. One more perfect dream come true.
Thank you.
from the Victor 78, Paul Whiteman's Orchestra in 1935, a Reginald Forsyth composition, Garden of Weed, an absolutely smokin' performance. Before that, a request, a Billy Hill composition, Lights Out, 1935, Lou Sherwood with Eddie Duchin's Orchestra. We began with Al Boley with Ronnie Monroe's Orchestra, January 1938, in fact, 60 years ago today. Marie. Irving Berlin's song that goes back to 1928. I think Marie came from a movie. It was a theme song for a movie called The Awakening, but I may be having a momentary lapse. Still ahead on tonight's big broadcast, our 25th anniversary on WFUV, Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, Wayne King, and McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Here in London, in July 1935, the Boswell sisters, Connie, Vet, and Martha, with a Dubin and Warren Oscar winner.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxi, the daffodil-loo entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When both we say good night, it's early in the morning. Manhattan baby never sleep at night, they wait till the moon. Oh, good night, kiss me good night, baby, good night. Oh, can't see that the milkman's coming our way. Good night, baby, good night. Call it a day, oh, come on along and listen to Fidey-ho and Poop-a-doo. Lend an ear and you'll hear the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town. You rock up by your baby round. You get crazy, your mind gets hate. Listening to the lullaby of Broadway. Good night. Baby, good night. Now it's time to say good night. Thank you.
listening to the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV, where we began with the Boswell sisters in 1935, Lullaby of Broadway, Al Dubin, Harry Warren. After that, two songs written by Sam Coslow. In 1935, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians and Restless. And finally, Art Tatum, a transcription performance, I think is a transcription from 1935, Coslow's In the Middle of a Kiss. Big broadcast, classic pop and jazz for 25 years on 90.7 FM WFUV. A couple of plugs to pass along. David Ostwald's Gully Low Jazz Band, I think playing Monday through Saturday evenings at Michael's Pub at Bill's Gay 90s. David Ostwald's Gully Low Jazz Band, almost every night, I think, except Sunday at Michael's Pub at Bill's Gay 90s. Daryl Sherman, who Mary and I and Dolly Dawn went to see Friday evening. She's at the Cocktail Terrace of the Waldorf Astoria Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 9 p.m. Daryl Sherman, she's just wonderful, and she sang Cabin in the Pines, which we heard earlier on the program. She sang it for us the other night at the Cocktail Terrace of the Waldorf Astoria. Saturday, coming up this Saturday, another meeting of the New York Sheet Music Society. I think the trading of sheet music gets underway at noon. The meeting itself, I think, starts 1 or 2 o'clock. The New York Sheet Music Society, next meeting Saturday at the Women's National Republican Club, 3 West 51st Street. Sheet Music Society next Saturday, 3 West 51st, the Women's National Republican Club. And if you like to plan ahead, the Great Connecticut Traditional Jazz Festival will be going on in Moodus, Connecticut, August 7th, 8th, and 9th. The Connecticut Traditional Jazz Festival, August 7th through the 9th. If you want more information, you can give a call to their 800 number, 1-800-HOT-EVENT. 1-800-HOT-EVENT, E-V-E-N-T. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM, WFUV. We will wrap up the show with a reverse chronological hit march. We dedicate all of these records to John of Forest Hills, who has been listening to the big broadcast without exception from June of 1975. He's been listening to the big broadcast almost as long as I've been doing it, and in 22 and a half years has not missed a single big broadcast. That deserves a dedication. Here are the Mills Brothers in 1934, My Little Grass Shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii.
I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. I want to be with all the cotties and wahines that I knew long ago. I want to hear those guitars playing on the beach of Ho'olo. I want to hear those Hawaiians saying, Koma mai no kuei ka hale vele ka hau. It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. A grand old place that's always fair to see. You're telling me I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fish and pork. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. Where the Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Apu Apu swimming by. It won't be long till my ship will be sailing back to Kona. A
grand old place that's always fair to see. You're telling me I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fish and pork. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. Where the Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Apua go swimming by. Where the Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Apua go swimming by.
Have you in my arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me what am I to do? If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature, I'm full of vitamin A. Say, I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old.
This is Rudy Valley again, stepping perhaps a bit out of character in singing a song from Americana, a song that has taken its audiences by storm, which may be explained by its theme, which is both poignant and different. Brother, can you spare a dime? They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream, with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodle dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember they called me Al? It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember I'm your pal? Buddy, can you spare a dime?
And his Connecticut Yankees in 1932, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, written by Yip Harburg and Jay Gorney. Before that, the 42nd Street Medley in July 1933, Pat O'Malley doing the crooning with Jack Hilton's orchestra. We began with Harry, Herbert, Donald, and John Jr., the Mills Brothers in 1934, My Little Grass Shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii. On the big broadcast on 90.7 FM WFUV. In a moment, Wayne King.
Hi, this is Corny O'Connell on WFUV. We're celebrating 50 years as Fordham University's voice. And coming up on Tuesday, we'll be featuring artists who are over 50, including Dylan and B.B. King and Emmylou Harris. Throughout the day, artists over 50 on Tuesday on 90.7 FM.
Thank you. in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain. I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain.
Trio of hit songs on the big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV. From MGM's Hollywood Review, Singing in the Rain, 1929, Irving Kaufman with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Before that, George Thomas with McKinney's Cotton Pickers in 1930, If I Could Be With You. We began with Ernie Burchill with Wayne King's Orchestra, a big broadcast premiere, Dream a Little Dream of Me, the King Band in Chicago in February 1931. Big broadcast, 90.7 FM WFUV, and Ukulele Ike.
Gee, but it's tough to be broke, kid. It's not a joke, kid. It's a curse. My luck is changing. It's gotten from simply rotten to something worse. Who knows, someday I will win too. I'll begin to reach my prime. Now, though I see what our end is, all I can spend is just my time. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, we're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, woolwork doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. I'd like to see you looking swell,
baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am.